Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.fm. This is The Back Room every Thursday night, 6 or 7. The best in indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. And that amazing new track from The Howlers, it's called Drive, and their second album is going to be out on the 9th of October, and the album is called Heavy. Got a packed show for you tonight. Managed to catch up with the Wheels in Motion tour, Sid and Matilda, and with the Zookies, the Pistol Daisies, and the Jacks. I'm going to be playing that a little bit later on with some tunes from those bands as well. Got the music news, local national gig guide, new album releases. That's all coming up. The Molotovs are back with a brand new album and a brand new track. Great, great band. This is Erbia. We'll be right back. Amazing, new from the Molotovs, that is Erbia, Wasted on Youth, a debut, crashed into number 3 at the UK Albums Chart, amazing album in January this year. They've Welcome to Erbia is going to be coming out on April the 9th next year. They've got a big tour in the UK and Europe, most of it sold out, amazing, including Sheffield, which is the Foundry this Saturday, which is also sold out. Yeah, look out for these guys, incredible. Okay, this is Julio, this is called As You Are, new one from him.
Guys.
called Julio from London. Early 2000 vibes there. That's the second single from their upcoming album. You listen to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Backroom, home of brand new music every Thursday night, 6 till 7. This is singer-songwriter, new from James Hall. Loving this. This is called Father's Smile. Check this out.
I miss this feeling. It's 7 a.m. The sun's revealing. I drank all night. I fought with my brothers. Now when I get home, I'll make tea for my mother. And she'll say, James, promise me something. Won't be so long till we hear you're coming. Cause I've not seen your father's smile like this in a while. I've known these roads for all my life. Never seen them shine so bright. Round the broke models, lying on the curb, I feel alive. And I know the reason why I lived, to chase the dreams that give me breath. But I'm calling out for something, a sign to make me stay just one more night. Oh, cause I love this place. I miss this feeling. It's 7 a.m. The sun's revealing. I drank all night. I fought with my brothers. Now when I get home, I'll make tea for my mother. And she'll say, James, promise me something. Won't be so long till we hear you're coming. Cause I've not seen your father's smile like this in a while. Place. I miss this feeling. It's 7 a.m. The sun's revealing. I laughed all night. I sang with my brothers. And when I got home, made tea for my mother. She said, James, promise me something. Won't be so long till we hear you're coming. Cause I've not seen your blue-eyed smile like this in a while. No, I've not seen your father's smile like this in a while.
James Hall.
James Hall is from Dublin. He spent the last 8 years in London performing across every grassroots venue on the scene. And he started a solo project for the first time in early 2026. That is called Father's Smile. Okay, the Wheels in Motion tour has been going around the UK. I caught up with them playing at Sin in Matilda. You got the Zookies, you got the Pistol Daisies, and you've got the Jacks, and they're all on, you know, three band bill. Great. They're keeping the tickets cost low. It's all for grassroots venue, and you know, as it should be, indie bands in vans, just, you know, like supporting the scene. This is going to play one from Pistol Daisies first, and then we'll chat to them.
Just about died again. Oh, my tears, they fell.
in City Matilda in Sheffield in the green room, actually, which looking pretty cool. I'm here with the Zookies, the Jacks, and the Pistol Daisies. Who was here?
I'm James from the Zookies.
All right, I'm Logan from the Pistol Daisies.
I'm Freddie from the Zookies.
That's Tig from the Zookies.
I'm Lorna from the Pistol Daisies.
I'm Elliot from the Jacks.
I'm Lewis from the Pistol Daisies.
Good to have you. It's a crowded room. Guys, how you all doing? I mean, you've just started the tour. Birmingham last night, here in Sheffield, second date. You've got a lot of dates to go. How was Birmingham last night? How was the kickoff?
Yeah, it was great. I think it was really fun, wasn't it? We had a nice little turnout, you know, playing the first of many. So, yeah, I think we're all feeling ready to go tonight.
All feeling good. Yeah.
It was nice to test the waters for, like, what's basically going to happen day in, day out for the next 4 weeks. We haven't met you guys before, yeah, Pistol Daisy famous. Lots. So we met the Jacks, was it back in January? We did a gig with you guys, and then, so of course we met you, and it was interesting because it's, you got to see who you're going to be kind of sharing that lineup with for so many dates.
Yeah, no, sure. It's called the Wheels in Motion Tour, and it's about kind of grassroots, isn't it? It's about supporting, which is like something over my own heart, really. I think we need to do that, and I love the idea of kind of bands just getting out, going out in vans and doing it. Are you all in one van, two vans, three vans?
Pistol Daisies, we are in a very classy Ford Fiesta.
Nice.
A three-door Ford Fiesta. It's really fun.
Really fun means really tight. And
yeah, but to be fair to us, we're a very like DIY band. We like to do things by ourselves, and I feel like the heart of this tour really captures that essence of the DIY, and especially being able to tour around so many independent venues.
Sure.
Supporting the kind of thing that we would normally be interested in.
Yeah, I mean, how did all got together on this tour? And I guess now you're probably thinking about, like, how do we, which order do we go in? Like, how do you figure that out? Who kind of goes first, second, third, depending on where?
I actually don't know who figures that out. I've been finding that out every night. So far, we've headlined both nights, so it's
you're doing all right. You're doing okay.
I think because we're so early in, we're gonna kind of see how the days goes and the nights goes. I think for our respective cities where we're from, we'll top the bill for those.
Yeah,
and then we'll kind of see how it goes, see how everyone's feeling. Like I say, we're just testing the waters. Two gigs in, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah. But so far it's the Jacks.
So far it's the Jacks.
Yeah.
I think the Daisies, we've opened both, we're opening both nights. I think we've got it figured out that if you're opening, you come off early, but you get to drink beer and watch the other bands have a really nice time.
Okay.
So
you let your guard down.
Yeah. So you get off the stage quicker and get to drink beers. So
After the sound check as well, you don't have to like take your stuff down.
That's also a bonus. Great. We get to leave all of our stuff on the stage.
Yeah. Okay, so will anybody have any red... You won't have any red stripe left, and if this is the kind of thing you'll drink.
I'm sure when they stop saying... Sorry, it's about the ride. When they stop saying you can have another one, then we've run out.
Exactly. What a disappointment.
Yeah.
I feel like I was going to keep asking.
There's going to be none for you.
You're
going to
drink this venue,
drunk. Yeah. Obviously, Sheffield's a great place to play, being biased and everything. Have you got any kind of any favourite places on the map that you kind of, I'm really looking forward to playing there?
Oh, I mean, I know for us, the Zookies, we're hitting up a bunch of locations that we've never played before. So, like, Birmingham, first time. Sheffield, first time. We're really excited for Glasgow, though. That'll be our first ever.
Okay, your hometown.
Yeah.
You won't be headlining.
Well, we won't be headlining, you know. But Newcastle as well, we're really excited for.
Okay.
And at the end of the tour is a place called Hitchin, which is where Suki sort of started. So
that's where it all began.
Hometown
gig. So how long are you kind of playing each night?
So it depends. I mean, so the first two bands are on for like 30 minutes, and then the one that's going last plays for 45. That's what it was like yesterday, was it?
Yeah,
looking at you. So that's what it's like at the moment. So
awesome. So you're getting on pretty well so far. No tension.
Tell us the beginning of the tour, because we're all still bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, absolutely.
We might want to kill each other by the end of the tour, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, what's your kind of... Because you all will have been touring in different kind of places and stuff. What's touring generally like for you and your kind of your own kind of bands? Got any stories?
Jack's got the most stories.
Yeah, maybe. Go on, give us a story.
Can I talk about the band, John?
Can you talk about the band, John? Yeah,
our band got acquired by a disgruntled tour manager of ours, and then he took it halfway across France with all of our stuff in it and never came back.
What?
We got the van back.
He never came back?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get your stuff back?
Yeah. It was fine. Because Cam, our bassist, had an air tag in his bass case, and then he saw it, like, because... I thought he just stormed off, was like a bit upset, and then we were just watching this like air tag just go like further and further across France till it was like in like Brittany, and then we're like, okay, yeah. So that was, we had to like get trains and like taxis the whole rest of the tour.
Oh wow, okay. Yeah, that is pretty wild.
Yeah, team building.
Yeah, it builds. Anybody else got any other great touring stories?
We got the alarm show, that was pretty
crazy. It may not be touring, but
well, it was just we very almost didn't get back home because of our lovely National Rail Lines. A train got cancelled and we were literally running through London, which
we were getting from London all our to Liverpool on. In the same night. So we came down for the gig in the day, so we came down from Liverpool, had the gig in London, and literally had to dart straight after. And then we're kind of making our way back, and oh, that train's cancelled, and this train is cancelled. And we figured our connecting trains were all gone, so we could have not made it back, and we literally dashed. I left some AirPods in the green room, hoisin duck wrap spewed all over my belongings again.
We had to beg
again.
The ticket officer to let us in. We were like, we had a ticket for like a different train, and I was like, can we please get on the train? We need to be, like, you don't understand, we've got work tomorrow, we need to be in Liverpool. And he was like, but this isn't for the right train. I was like, yes, I know it's not for the right train, but can we please, it got cancelled. And he was like, yeah, I know, but your ticket's wrong. And I was like, no, I know it's wrong.
It was literally like Indiana Jones, you know what I mean? The doors were shut and throwing our stuff in there.
They were like, oh, go ask my supervisor. And I was like, ask supervisor. And I saw him went off and he was like, yeah, it's fine. And I was like,
so that was like one of the last gigs before this tour. So to be honest, everything's been pretty relaxed.
Everything's
compared to
been
that, then.
Pretty relaxed. I think there's going to maybe a few stories. If I did the interview probably at the end of the month, this might look quite different.
I mean, the Daisies, we've already got a story from today.
Have you already got one from today?
Today, yeah.
Come on, what's the story?
We stayed in an Airbnb last night in Birmingham, and you know, it was one of those ones where you have the keys, that you go to the lockbox and get the keys.
Yeah.
So it was only just today, we were maybe about 15 minutes away from Sheffield, and I felt my pockets and we had both sets of keys in our pockets.
So that's us. We've incurred like a £50 fee. We've had to next day ship the keys back to the owner because he's locked out of his flat, because not only do we have like the flat key, we also have the spare key.
That's good. And you've all got kind of music to kind of promote and stuff, and I've seen the kind of merch store. There's loads of great merch on there as well. It all seems very exciting. I think just having you guys in a room and just all getting on, loving it, guys. Thanks so much for talking to me on the show tonight. It's a pleasure. Have a great show. Check all you guys out. Thanks a lot. Have a great tour.
Cheers.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live. Yes!
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
The Jacks, and that is All the Other Sinners. Before that, the Zookies and Becca and Crying I Must Say by the Pistol Daisies. Great bands, thanks for them chatting to me at Cinema Matilda on the Wheels in Motion tour. Check out all those bands. Okay, let's do some music news.
Music news.
So the director's been behind Oasis' new documentary, Don't Look Back in Anger, has spoken to the NME about capturing the Gallagher's brothers bearing the hatchet, as well as touching moments in the film in honour of Manny and Bonehead. Will Lovelace and Dylan Southern already have a celebrated can of music documentaries under their belts, including LCD Sound System, Shop and Play the Hits, A Love Letter to Naughty's New York Indie, Meet Me in the Bathroom, and Blur's 2000 Combat Doc, No Distance Left to Run. Now they've helmed the celebrated new film Catching Liam and Noel coming together for the live 25 reunion tour, their first live show in 16 years after a long and bitter feud. The doc has been hailed as massively done, with moments of irreverence and intense passion burning throughout, and it went to receive an 8-minute standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival. So check it out. Nirvana will receive the Video Vanguard Award at the 2026 MTV Video Awards. The grunge legends, whose frontman Kurt Cobain died by suicide in April 94 at the age of 27, will be honoured with a prestige accolade on September the 27th. Wednesday marked 34 years since Kurt, Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic performed Smells Like Teen Spirit and Lithium at the 1992 VMAs, with the Come As You Are Rockers also took home Best New Artist, Best Alternative Video for Smells Like Teen Spirit at the ceremony. The group is a history with MTV, having played an iconic MTV Unplugged in New York set in 1993 that was released as a live album the following year. You listed Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, and this is a band called Everyone Says Hi. This is Life Isn't Perfect. Everyone says hi, and that is Life Isn't Perfect. So, music news, got a local national gig and new album releases coming up still. So, let's talk about this band. They're called Frey and Tom McGowan. They're a daughter-dad indie folk duo. They live in Ballarat, Australia. They've released their first single this week. Frey was born in England, and they're both British citizens, but in Australia's home for now. This is a track called Sparrows. Enjoy.
I feel my heart beat through my ears. The cloudy skies are blowing hard tonight. I waste all my time tracing faces on foggy windows. I make tea and think of you. I think of you. Knock me down with sparrow feathers. Turn the page and fly away. Or wait for the snow to sink back in some water. Instead of night, the hills are bright with lightning. And somewhere there's a winding road, and thunder calls us to it, calls us home. I move the shadows through my hands. The vanquished moon is climbing tonight. I write all the words never ending on pages open. I make plans and think of you. I think of you. Draw me lines of a sparrow's measure to cross the miles and blaze a trail. Instead of night, the hills are bright with lightning. And somewhere there's a winding road, and thunder calls us to it, calls us on. Knock me down with sparrow feathers. Turn the page and fly away. Or wait for the snow to sink back in. In the deepest dead of night, the hills are bright with lightning, and somewhere there's a winding road, and thunder calls us to it, calls us home.
Beautiful. That's Freya and Tom McGowan. Great song. That is called Sparrows. You listen to Sheffield Live, the back room. This is 93.2 FM. And let's do some more music news for you. And Slipknot have released their first new music since Sid Wilson's exit. The heavy metal legends have returned Arsenal, which marks their first new single in 3 years, while their former keyboardist and turntable is nowhere to be seen in this video. The track was unveiled on Wednesday with a music video helmed by M. Sean Clown Cran. In the song, Corey says he fought a god and the god lost before warning his critics, "I know I'm a hack and I has been. I'm 45 and not Mac 10. Despite Williams' departures, Will came after 28 years with the band. There is still plenty of turntable scratching ahead in Arsenal, and they confirmed the 49-year-old star's exit in a since-deleted statement last month, which didn't explain the reasons for the split. And AC/DC's upcoming Toronto date has been officially cancelled after engineers confirmed that Rogers Stadium suffered extensive structural damage during last week's violent rain and hailstorm. The rock legends were due to play the 50,000 capacity venue on September 16th, but Live Nation, they have said and their stadium is no longer safe to host the show. The promoter announced the cancellation following a thorough assessment of the stadium, revealing that parts of the structure must now be removed and rebuilt. Statement noted, safety employees, fans, artists and vendors is always paramount. Okay, that's the music news. I've got local national gig guy coming up and new album releases still to come. This is new from the Samurai 7. Call You Love Me Too Much. It's from the Make It Realer EP, and that's the Samurai 7. Okay, let's look at some gigs this week going on in Sheffield. And so tonight, Shiver and the Carvers at Sydney Matilda, Gary Stewart at the Greystones. Tomorrow, you've got Laurie Vares at the Upper Chapel. You've got the Canterbury 70s in the Lightning Theatre. That's out in Barnsley, though. Coming back in Sheffield, the Molotovs, who I played earlier, going to the Foundry, big gig there on Saturday. And then also down at Forge, you've got Forge Warehouse. You've got Heat, Juliet's Not Dead, Chez Kane, Sons of Liberty, Black Lakes, all kinds of stuff going on down there. Sundays, you could go out to Vault 27 in Barnsley and catch the Meteors. Back in Sheffield on Monday, the Returners at the Foundry. And then on Wednesday, Dead Air at Yellow Arch. Walt Disco, they've announced the gig Manchester Soup on the 3rd of Feb. Those tickets go on sale on next 16th September, Wednesday, actually, at 10 o'clock. Jake Bugg has announced a tour, Manchester Albert Hall, 6th of February. That's kicking off. And then on to Gateshead International Centre on the 17th. Sheffield City Hall, brilliant, he's playing here, 18th of Feb. And Liverpool Philharmonic Hall on the 20th of Feb. Tickets go on sale on the 11th of September. So that's tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And Westside Cowboy, they've got some dates. Newcastle University on the 25th of November, Birmingham XOO, I think, and Crook Social Club as well. I think that's on the 26th of November. And then they're going from strength to strength, these guys. Manchester Victoria Warehouse, they've recently added that on the 24th of March next year. So talking to Westside Cowboy, this is them from them. This is Pinup Boys.
At least I looked alive, I was standing too. Attention by the time that you arrive. And if there's one thing for certain that a man like me can't see, it's the face that I was pulling when you looked right through. Just one thing for certain that a man like me can't see. But it's side. You trying to kill me, boy. You learned your limits and you stay that way. You think I'm like one of your pinup boys. You learn your lessons and you stay.
Album dropped on the 4th of September. That is Philippe Clements and that is Weightless. Just to say, Unknown Pleasures, the club night is back at Arundel Emporium on the 26th of September, 8 to 1 a.m. So if you like your post-punk, your Lagoth, your synth-pop, your new wave, bands like Depeche Mode, Cure, Joy Division, Sisters of Mercy, Nine Inch Nails and so on and so on, check it out. Arundel Emporium, 26th of September, Saturday, 8 till 1. Some new albums out tomorrow. Block Party have Anatomy of a Brief Romance, Brian Fallon, Not Bad for New Jersey, Green Lung, Necropolitan, and Ezra Collective, Here Because of Hope. They're all out tomorrow. Thanks very much to the Pistol Daisies, thanks very much to the Zookies, and thanks very much to the Jacks for the Wheels in Motion tour at Cities and Matilda. Go and check all those bands. Thanks for chatting to me for the show. You've been listening to The Backroom on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'll be back next Thursday with loads of great new music. Of course, 6 till 7. Going to play out with these guys. They're called The Big Moon. And this is fun. Have a good evening.
I can smell the sunscreen on your face. Close enough to change the marks it made. Close enough to change how I see you. so brave. Don't need to swim against the tide. Come with me. Come back in your eyes, back in your eyes.